Hey guys, welcome to a fresh, remodeled, reconstructed, amazing, sizzling, superfluous, thunder, rose, and enlightening episode of the Kanzo Podcast. Belong you to me? What's up? Hello, welcome to another episode of the Kanzo Podcast. I know it's been long you saw me, but it's not entirely my fault that I went AWOL. I mean, I had loads of things on my plate, and basically one of what I had on my plate then was making this podcast better. There was a point I thought the podcast transmission stuff is somehow like it's not smooth and everything, and I was trying to just get, you know, some equipment to make it more easier on the ear, and I couldn't get them, and then I got so frustrated and I was angry and I was just like, what's the point of just continuing the podcast? I mean, like, I always try to make everything perfect because all those things that I thought I needed to fix, and then I lost myself, and I am so sorry to my wonderful listeners who missed me. I'm so sorry, Nonso, Amida, Zach, Lumen, who else? Oh gosh. Philo, Mujidat, every other person I can't remember. And then this Twitter dude, Dia, if you are listening to this, thank you very much for asking about my podcast and asking me where you can listen to my podcast. Thank you so much. That means a lot. Okay, now moving on. So today on the newest, latest, sizzling version of the Kanzo Podcast, thank you. This is the next level podcast, though. Thank you. We're going to be talking about Loom. I'm sure a lot of people know what Loom is already. So I'm going to be talking about how Loom came about, and if it is Bloom or Doom. No, people have been making these different jokes on about Loom. You see stuff about Loom, Loom or Doom. Oh, you see people saying, okay, this guy asked me to come and do Loom. Loom, you know, all this stuff. And I think this all stems to the fact that many people are scared. We could all remember what happened with MMM then. Many people went into MMM. I mean, like, this is similar to MMM. You invest, bring people, climb up this, like a pyramid scheme. Yeah. So people that got burnt with the MMM saga then decided to just, you know, stay away from Loom. Why some decide actually to take the risk and, you know, invest in Loom and get their quick money. Now, let me just give a small peripheral of what Loom is. Loom is a pyramid scheme, also known as a Ponzi scheme, which was initiated in the UK and then went viral in Australia and is now in Nigeria. Now, the thing about Loom is, instead of those regular MMM thing, like you need to go to like maybe a site, their site or something, Loom is actually done on WhatsApp. Thing is, you just create a group, you invite a friend or relative to join, they invest with 1k, 2k, 13k, and then they tell you you will get 8 times the amount you invested with. I've actually gotten invitations from like 2. And it wasn't like I didn't want to do Loom. I actually wanted to go into Loom, but okay, let's just leave that. So when you are told that you get 8 times the amount you invest, you pay your money, then you need to invite more people to join the system. Now, there are 4 levels in Loom, Nigeria. There is the purple, blue, orange, and red. Each time 8 people join the Loom, the person in the center, like the red distinct, we get the targeted amount and leave. Then the Loom will split into 2 groups again, the top half and the bottom half. See, basically, Sha, the more you bring people, the more other people get their money. You understand, like that? Like, if you bring people, those that were there before, we get their money, move, leave, another one, like that. That is how it is. So it keeps going on like that. You need to get more people to invest so that the ones there before, we get their money and leave. Now, what I've observed so far with Loom is that it actually has the following advantages. Yes, advantages. Because first thing is, with Loom, you can always get fast money. Everybody loves fast money. Like, it's rare for you to see someone in this world that you offer a deal where they can get fast money and they will turn it down. Imagine you getting told that, okay, just bring 2K. When you bring 2K, you get 16K. Like, that sounded so good. That was what I heard too. That was what I saw. I was like, okay, you know what? I need to join Loom. Let me just get this 16K sharp sharp, buy a fine dress for my birthday, which is tomorrow, by the way, and then run away and, you know, those stuff. Like, just get that fast money and just leave and just move on. At least before the thing crash. That is if it crashes, sure. That's part of the advantage. You can get quick money, you understand? Then the number two thing about it is the fun. Like, it's fun. Well, sure, maybe some people are getting spending, but from what I've seen so far, from what the people that have invited me so far are putting on their statuses, it seems to be fun. I mean, imagine you just getting 8K after investing 1K, getting 2K just like that, getting 16K rather, sorry, after investing 2K. Like, you know that feeling? The way you just cruise out and chill out with your friends with no money. Ah, one more. Then the euphoria of making quick money, that high, there's a kind of high you get from these kind of things. Like, you never expected it. Like, you know that high? There is this kind of feeling it gives you. Like, you feel you can just go outside, go to barracks and go and slap a soldier. That's how you feel. It gives you that high. Also, it's smart and a cheap means of taking risk. And then it is a sucker for many brokers. I mean, you know, many of us have our last 1K on us that we are just looking at how we'll be able to spend that money to when next we get another money. You understand? Now, Loom is a haven for we that we are broke. But let me speak for myself, Sha. So, you know, you imagine just putting your 1K, 2K in that and getting 8 times your money back. Broke ass person that has to live on 1K for like maybe how many days? So it's a sucker for many brokers. Actually, I think my own case is extreme because I can't even risk my 1K and 2K inside Loom. Like, I rather use that money to eat chicken, eat biscuit, anything that I can just use the money to eat. It's better I use it to eat now. Start regretting that I didn't use the money to eat. So I'm that broke. Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you. So now let's move to the disadvantages. As we all know, Loom, if it fails, your money can zoom up at any time. Like, the moment cash stop coming in, like the moment people stop joining, because it may get to a point, or it will get to a point where almost everyone would have, you know, done Loom and they're like, you know what, I don't want to go into Loom again. Let me just be contented with the amount I made from Loom. Then people will stop joining, and then, you know, next thing you see, the pyramid crumbles. Also, the next thing is the cases of scamming that have been going around. Fine, there are some people that are actually into the Loom business. I don't know how they make their gain, but they're actually into it and their group is thriving. Now, the thing about the ones scamming is that when you join their group chat, after you've paid a certain amount of money, they can just remove you from the group. There is honestly nothing you can do. There are some that when you join their Loom, after you've paid your money and everything, they start telling you stories. Then they start telling you, you know what, you need to like leave this group and go to this. It is in this group that you get your money and everything. Then maybe you get to that next group and then they tell you, you have to pay this amount of money so your money will... I don't know, but that is how it just starts. The way people just use in scamming other people of their money. And then there is one that I heard. The lady, she used 5K. She invested 5K. And then she was added to the group. And then next thing, she just said everybody just started leaving the group. And she was the only one inside the group that she doesn't even know who to turn to or anything. And all she just wants is her money. And she was really crying. And it felt sad seeing her in that kind of situation. Because, you know, she was expecting something from the 5K. I mean, 5 times 8. What is 5 times 8? Is that not 40? 5 times 8 is 40. So she was probably expecting 40,000 naira, and then that 5K, you know, maybe that 5K is her last card. And she was really, really crying. Like, you can see from her face that she's sad. And she was saying it's a close friend of hers that introduced her to his and asked her to join, meaning the info came from a legit source. And this is actually how it is with Loom. Like, people that have invited me to Loom, are people of credible characters. The two people that have invited me so far, they are two of credible characters. Then the thing again is that you can actually be unlucky enough to start looming when the business is no longer booming. I'm so smart. See my play on words. Now the thing is, like I said, when people stop joining Loom, maybe that is when you now decide to say, okay, let me just invest. And then you finish investing and nobody is joining. You can't get 8 new people to join the group, so you get your money. Nothing. So things can just go left from there. And then you start thinking, oh, it's another scam and everything. It's not. It's a pyramid. You pay each other. I mean, this Ponzi scheme thing didn't just start today, nor did it start with MMM. It started years ago. I could remember on a blog post I wrote about MMM, money making madness and all that stuff around 2017 or so. I talked about my mom. There was a Ponzi scheme going on around 2007 too or so then. And my mom's friend came to her to tell her about it. And my mom invested. She nearly invested my school fees, or she invested my school fees. I can't remember which. But my mom did it. Like, they even had a company then. You know, then there was internet access wasn't really much of a thing around 2007. Not everyone was using smartphone then. So they used offices, physical structures, and they claimed to have their branches in many states in Nigeria. So my mom actually went there with her friend that faithful day, I think. They deposited the money. They were given receipts. They were told when their money will mature and everything. Only for my mom to return back. And when she was expected to, like, you know, come for the money and everything, she got there and the people were no longer there. Like, my mom was scammed. And the amount she was scammed, it was actually something. That doesn't mean people that were actually scammed, like my mom during that period, would learn their lesson. I'm sure many of them did MMM too. So you can't keep faulting people, blaming them, insulting them, swearing for them. It is none of your business. Same way people did Wealthgate. Yeah, Wealthgate was the name of the Ponzi scheme that my mom did then. Same people that did Wealthgate, same people did MMM. People that did MMM, maybe they did Ultimate Cycler. Maybe those that did Ultimate Cycler too are doing Loom now. Who knows, maybe they're even admins of some group. So it's entirely none of anybody's business to say nah about how people choose to spend my money. So that is the tea for today on the Cancer Podcast. I hope you find this episode enlightening and educative and entertaining. So till next time on this show, I remain your humble host, Blazes Kalfari. You can always give me feedback. I'm on Twitter at Kansas Says. And you can always send a DM to tell me how you feel. And then you can, you know, just drop messages on my blog at KansasSays.com or my Facebook page at Kansas Says. Tonight, 'cause I just want to